Hi, glad you called. I wonder where you're calling from.
Well, of course, God knows. God knows.
In our washroom, we have placed all of the beach glass, the sea glass that my wife Nancy and I have collected through the years. We live on a seacoast town. We often go to the beach and we find beach glass mingled in the gravel. And then we take it home and separate the different colors. But in the beach glass, as we call it, room, there is hanging a frame with several pictures in it. And one of the pictures shows me kneeling at the beach with my hand extended. And the picture gives the illusion that I'm holding my three sons in the palm of my hand. And, of course, the way it's done through photography is that I kneel in the sand and I lift out my hand. And then my three boys went down the beach away, and then they put their feet together and they sort of like made a triangle, but they had to go a particular distance so that when the cameraman was taking the picture, their feet would be in line with the palm of my hand. Well, I'm sure I've totally confused you by that. But anyway, so this guy came in our beach glass room the other night and saw the picture, and he said, "Wow, you're all buffed up, Neil. And you're holding your kids in the palm of your hand." Now, of course, that would be an amazing feat, but they really were like 30 feet behind me. But it's true. The picture shows I'm holding them in my hand. And it sort of reminds me of that song, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hand." Now, with that image in your mind, I want you to visualize this. On my computer last night, I pulled up a program which showed the Earth. I typed in my address, and from the satellite position, it rotated the Earth to where we live in California, and then it got closer and closer to the county, to the city, to the street, to the house, which is pretty amazing. No trick photography in that. But the point is, it made me feel like God, who is, let's just say, out there, but of course living within our heart, knows me personally, individually. In fact, the word in Isaiah 49:16 says, "See, I have written you your name on the palm of my hand." I've written your name on the palm of my hand. God is saying that to you. Is that great or is that great? God has engraved your name on the palm of his hand. Why? Well, so he will remember you and not forget you personally. I once got gas at a gas station years ago, and the attendant with a ballpoint pen wrote on the palm of his hand the gallon and the price, so that when we entered the office, he knew what to record and to charge me. He did not want to forget. So God, in the same light, has done that for you. Believe it or not, or believe God's word at least, God's not forgotten you. You may wonder at times because of your problems, but the fact remains he's aware of you, and he wants you to trust him during these times. So God, I thank you that you have knowledge of this one holding the receiver, and you know where they're calling from. And I pray that as you are mindful of them, that you would bless them and comfort them and cheer them if they're going through a difficult time, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my friend, after the signal, you can talk to me if you like. You can talk as long as you want. God bless. Goodbye.